We're doing Pirkei de Lezer. We're up to the 20th chapter. We're making headway. If you recall, we had seen that the Medrash had gone through the days of creation. We had reached Friday. We had introduced Shabbos. And we had seen that Adam sinned. Adam was taken to court. He was judged. He was supposed to be killed. And the day of Shabbos protected him. And then we discussed the song of the day of Shabbos. And now we're beginning the 20th chapter. Vaygavesh et Adam. God divorced man. He chased him out of the Garden of Eden. Gorash v'yatza migan Eden. He was chased and exited the Garden of Eden. V'yashav lo behar ha-Moriah. And he sat in the mountain of teaching, the mountain of Moriah, the mountain where the temple would be, the mountain from which God took the earth to form man, the mountain upon which Yitzchak would be offered, the great mountain upon which the temple would be built, from which God began the creation of the earth, from that mountain. Sheshar Gan Eden Samuch L'Har Moriah, for the gates of the Garden of Eden are near the mountain Har HaMoriah. Misham Nekachov, from there God took man, God took the earth from there in order to create man, Ulesham Echziro, and God returned him to that place, B'Makom Shenilkach, from the place from which he was taken. Shneimar V'Yikach Hashem Elokim Et Adam, as the verse states, that God took man, and the verse states that our sages taught us that he took him from the earth over there, from that holy earth. From where did God take the earth in order to form man? From the place of the temple. As the verse states, God returned him to where? Lavod et adama, to work the land, asher lukach misham, that he was taken from that land. So we understand it to mean God decreed upon man, you're going to go to work that land you were taken from. And our sages understood it meant God put him back to the exact place from which he had taken the earth in order to form man. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamar Shabbat Rishon, God kept Shabbos first, V'Adam Shamar Oto Tchila B'Tachtonim, and Adam was the first to keep Shabbos down here on earth. V'Aya Yom HaShabbat Meshamro Mikol Ra, and the day of Shabbos protected Adam from all bad, U'Mnachamo Mikol Sarapei Libo, and it comforted Adam from all the upheavals of his heart. Shneimar, the verse states, Berob sarapai bekirbi tanchumecha yishashu nafshi. As much as my heart has upheavals, your comfort, God, comforts me. And that, our sages understood, refers to the day of Shabbos. That directly after Adam sinned came the day of Shabbos, and the day of Shabbos not only protected him, was his defense attorney, but it was also his comfort. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua, the son of the bald one, which is a nickname for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, was known as Kerech, the bald one. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, Min ha'ilan shenechbu sham tachtav lakhu alim v'tafu, from the tree that they were hiding under, and we just turned the page to page Samachvav, they took the leaves and they sowed them. Shneimar v'yisturua leitena, as the first states, they sowed figs of leaves of figs. And they made themselves some kind of belt to cover their private parts. Reb Yaakov Amel, Mina Oshiv Shita Nachash. Reb Yaakov says, the skin of the snake is shed once every 7 years, and that was one of the decrees, one of the punishments that the snake got. And they took that skin of the snake, and that's what they made their first garments from. From that skin, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Kotnot Kavod L'Adam U'Lezor. From that skin, God made garments of honor for Adam and his helper. Shneimar v'yas Hashem Elokim l'Adam u'l'ishto kotnoto v'yalbishem. As the verse states, God made for Adam and his wife garments of hide, and he dressed them. Ben hashmashot shel Shabbat and twilight of Matzei of the end of Shabbos, haya Adam yoshev u'me'acher b'libo v'omer. Adam was sitting and thinking to himself and saying, Oili, woe to me, it's getting dark. Maybe the snake that caused me to err will come. The snake that caused me to err, the err of Shabbos on Friday afternoon, maybe he's going to come to Yishufeni HaKev. And maybe he'll come and bite me in my heel. He wants to get back at me. So Adam was worried, now that it's Matzei Shabbos and it's getting dark, maybe the snake will catch up with me and bite me. God sent him a pillar of fire to give him light and protect him from all bad. Adam saw that pillar of fire and was happy in his heart. He said, now I can recognize, now I know that God is with me. Ufashat yadav lo ra'esh, and he extended his hands to that pillar of fire in appreciation of the pillar. Uverach, and he made the blessing. Bore me'ore ha'esh, blessed is God who created the light of fire. And now the Medrash is going to expand on this blessing that we make every Matzei Shabbos on the fire, and teach us that that blessing goes back to the first fire that Adam had. And when we bless on fire every Matzei Shabbos, we're blessing and thanking God for the fact that he allowed us to have a source of light and heat, a source of light really, the fire. And just as Adam on that first Matzei Shabbos extended his hands to the light that God made for him, so do we extend our hands to the flame to look at our nails, as the Medrash will explain, when we make the blessing that God created the lights of fire. And when Adam distanced his hands from the fire, Amar Adam, Adam said, "Achshav miyudeh shnivdal yom hakodesh miyom hachol." Now I recognize that the holy day is separate from the weekdays. The Shabbos is separate. So when Adam recognized that there's a difference between the day of holiness and the weekdays, he blessed God and said, "Baruch Hamabdim and Kosh Lechol." Blessed is the one who discerns from holiness to weekdays, to chol. Rabbi Mana Omer, Ketzad Hayav Adam Levrech Al Kosh Yain Lo Ra'an Esh. Rabbi Mana says, and before we translate this, I just want to point out, we don't learn halacha from Medrash. The Medrash will teach us opinions, Tanaic opinions, and sometimes Amoraic opinions, but we are not deriving halacha from here. This is just opinions. When it comes to halacha, we have halacha class. So Rabbi Mana is of the opinion, he says, how do we make this blessing, thanking God for the discernment between holiness and mundane? A person must make a blessing over a cup of wine and next to the light of a fire. And he says the blessing, "V'omer baruch me'orei ha'esh," blesses one that created the light, the lights of fire. "V'chshemachzir yadom min ha'esh," and when he rescinds, he takes his hand back from the fire, Omer, he says the blessing, "Baruch ha'meviv b'kol shlechot." Blessed is the one that discerns between holiness and the mundane. "V'imen lo yain," and if he doesn't have wine, to make that blessing over the wine, "toshetet yado lo ra'esh," so at least he extends his hand to the light of the fire. "Mistakel b'tziponav," he looks at his nails, "shehem levanot min aguf," they are whiter than his body. "V'omer," and he makes the blessing, "baruch me'orei ha'esh," blessed is the one who made the lights of the fire. "B'chadad shemachik yado min ha'esh," and once he distances his hand from the fire, "omer," he makes the blessing, "baruch ha'mavdil min kol shlechot," blessed is God who discerns between holiness and the mundane. "V'imen lo esh," again the Medrash gives us one Tanoic opinion. So let's say a person doesn't have a fire Matzei Shabbos, so this Medrash holds, again, for halacha, confer to the halacha class. This is an opinion, just like if you're learning in the Gemara an opinion, and in the Mishnah an opinion, you don't derive halacha from that, so to here, don't derive halacha from this opinion. But there is an opinion here in the Medrash that says that if you don't have a fire, so poshet yado l'orach kochavim, you extend your hand out to the stars, and you look at your nails to the light of the stars, and you make a blessing, "V'omer baruch me'orei ha'esh," blesses one who created the light of the fire. "V'imit kedua shamayim," and if there are a lot of clouds in the heavens, so you can't see the stars, "notel even min ha'aretz," he takes stone out of the ground, and he makes the blessing, this Medrash says, "U'mavdil," he makes the blessing of discernment, he says, "V'omer baruch me'avdil min kol shechol," blessed one who discerns from holiness to mundane. Why? Because Adam was taught by God that he could take a flint and knock it into stone and make fire. And so we remind ourselves of that according to this Medrash. When we make the blessing over the fire, if we don't have a source of fire and we don't have access to the light of the stars, we take a stone to commemorate that God taught Adam how to make fire with stone. Rabbi Lezer says, "L'achar sheshote adam kos shel havdala," after one drinks the cup of Havdalah, so he finished drinking most of the wine, "mitzvah le'atil ma'ayim b'chol shel havdala v'shoteh," so the mitzvah is that you add some water to the cup of Havdalah wine, and you drink the wine that's now the leftover wine that's been diluted with water. Why? "Kedei l'chabev et ha'mitzvot," to show that the mitzvahs are fond upon us. We look upon the mitzvahs fondly. We value every little bit of a mitzvah. So if there's a little bit of wine left from the mitzvah of Havdalah, we add some water to it and we drink it with the diluted water, says Rabbi Eliezer, to show that we don't want the wine to be finished, the wine of the mitzvah. We're making the most out of it. Now, obviously, I've never seen anyone do this. You probably never saw anyone do this. You've seen people do this? That's something else. That's based upon Kabbalah. That there's Yayin and there's Mayim and there's Din and there's Rachamim, and we pour from the water a few drops into the wine. That's the Hasidish Minhag based upon, I think, the Arizal, Kabbalistic Minhag. That's not this. Here it says something else. In Abdullah, you don't want the wine to be finished. Yeah, Ari.
We do this in the bathroom with their soap. We don't want the soap to run out. You see this in my phone all the time. Yeah, right? We're really with water down the soap. And so you want the soap to be, you don't want to be something. You take your wine
and put it on. What can I say? I can only say Lahavdil, right?
When he says Lahavdil, why do people say Lahavdil? It's because you really think the same, but it's not really okay to think it's the same. They say it's
Lahavdil. Lahavdil. Once you fill the Namayim, and after you finish the cup of wine, you have a little bit of wine left, you add some water to it, you finish most of the diluted wine with water, you take from that water and you put it over your eyes. Lama mishum shamu chachamim shiurei mitzvah makvin tepuranut. Why do we do this? Because the sages taught us that even the remnants, the little bit of wine that's left from the mitzvah that you had from the wine of the mitzvah, and you added water to it, now there's a little bit of diluted wine in that little bit of water that's left, even that protects from harm, protects from dangerous things that come to the world, puranut, bad things, harmful things that come to the world. So we pass it over our eyes. That's why you see today, the Hasidim, they put it over their eyes, they put it in their pocket so they could have money, they put it on their wife's stomach if she's pregnant. I don't know. What's interesting is that people dip their finger into the wine that overflowed into the plate. Now that wine, it's true that we have such a custom, because the sages taught us that a house that has wine overflowing in it will have overflowing blessing within it. So when we begin the week, we want to show that we have overflowing wine and we should have overflowing blessing. But bottom line, the wine that's in the plate wasn't used for the mitzvah of Abdullah. So I don't know how people are in fulfillment of this medrash. And if you've ever done this, taken some wine and passed it over your eyes, you'll notice that a few minutes after Abdullah, your eyes feel very sticky. So notice that this medrash gave a different formula. It said that there's a little bit of leftover wine, you add water, you finish that diluted version of the wine, and then you take from that little bit of water that's left that has some kind of wine, and you put that over your eyes. Yeah?
But I heard, because of this meeting, someone else asked why we're doing this, and the answer was mainly to show that we want to appreciate the mitzvah and don't want to do the things to serve them, so we're using every leftover we have of the mitzvah to use it for.
Maybe that's brought somewhere, I don't know. This is what this mentor says, I don't know. I'm not coming to say I don't know means I don't know. It doesn't mean it's invalid. It means I don't know. Yeah. No, it does not mean you're wrong. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Isn't that wine isn't it bad? Like, it's not the wine that pours off the
other kid's cup. I don't remember often. I don't see why it would be, but I'd have to look it up.
Okay. I thought that it has to be in this cup. I don't remember hearing that wine.
Maybe after you stick a candle into it. But even that, I don't know. Maybe. Back to the Medrash, Fabitzadok Omer, Kol Mishaino Mavdil Aliyan Motzei Shabbatot, Oino Shomei Mina Mavdilim. Whoever doesn't do Avdala over wine on Motzei Shabbos, or doesn't hear Avdala from others who do it over wine, Eino Roe Siman B'cha L'Olam. If he does this on a regular basis, he will not see even signs of blessings forever. Kol Mishu Shomei Mina Mavdilim, whoever hears Avdala, O Mavdil Aliyan, or he himself makes Avdala over wine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kone Oto L'Skulato. God takes him aside, just like he discerns between what's holy and what's not. God discerns between him and everyone else. God takes him as a favorite. God says, I separated you from the nations. V'yitim li sgula, and you will be my chosen, my special nation. So, first we have to have discernment, separate. God says, I separated you from the nations, and then you become my special chosen nation. So too, man has to separate between the Day of Holiness, Shabbos, and then God says, I'll take you as my special person. Come Sunday. Man sinned on Friday and was chased out of Gan Eden, and came Shabbos. He was almost dead, and Shabbos came and had good claims against God to save man, and man wasn't killed on Shabbos. And now it's Sunday. Now he has to face up to what he's done wrong. He sinned. So, Nichnas Adam b'mei Gichon Elyon, he went into the waters of Gichon, the upper river of Gichon, ad shegia mayim atzavarot, so the water reached his neck, v'nitana sheva shabbatot yamim, and he fasted for 7 weeks, ad shenasa gufok min kvara, till his body became like a sieve. It was, so to speak, filled with holes. He was emaciated. Amar Adam nifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man said before God, Ribon kol olamim, master of all the worlds, Havel machatati me'alai, please pass my sin from upon me, v'kabel et tshuvati, and accept my tshuva. V'yilmedu chol adorot sheyesh tshuva, and all generations will learn from here that there exists the possibility of doing tshuva. V'atam kabel tshuvat shavim, and you accept those who return who do tshuva. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did God do? Pashat yad yimino, he stretched out his right hand, whatever that means. I don't know what it means to stretch, I don't know what it means a hand, I don't know what it means right. V'evir et chatato me'alav, and God passed man's sin from upon him. V'kibel tshuvato, and God accepted his tshuva, his repentance. Shne'emar, as the verse states, chatati odiyacha, I will make known my sin, v'avoni lo chisiti, and my willful sins I have not covered up. I face up to them. Sela, why does the verse end with sela? Min ha'olam hazeh, v'sela min ha'olam haba. From this world and from the next world. Yashav adam adarash b'libo v'amar, man sat and thought to himself, he said the following thought, Ki adati mavet tishiveni uvet moed l'chol chai, I know ultimately you'll bring me to death, that's where all live people end up. Amar adam, ad shani ba'olam, while I'm still in this world, I'm going to die at some point. So while I'm still around, if neli bet malon, l'ribtzi chutz l'ar moya, I'll establish a place to live, an abode outside of this holy mountain of Moria. And he carved into the stone, he quarried, and he built a house for him to live in. Amar Adam, maluchot shein atidim mikadev etzbosh lakadosh baruch hu atidim mimeher ben ibrach mipneim. If the luchos, the tablets, God wrote them with one finger, the Torah says, whatever that means. And when they showed up by the Jordan ran away. The Jordan says, I can't face up to something that was made with God's finger, and that's when the Jordan split. Gufi shegibel b'shtei adav, my body is so holy, God fashioned my body with his two hands, not with one finger. V'ruach nishmativ napach b'api, and God blew his, so to speak, spirit into me. Acham moti, after I pass away, yikhu oti v'tatzmotai v'yasu lem avdazah, people will take me, and they'll say, he was made by God. His body is so holy, they'll make my body into an avodah zarah. Adam said, what I must do is I have to hide my burial place, and I will make my coffin low and beneath and within a cave. That's why the cave is called the double cave. Machpelah comes from the word kefel, double, because the Maharat HaMachpelah is a double cave. And that's where Adam was placed. Adam and Chava, Adam and his wife Eve, Abraham and Sarah, Abraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, Yitzchak and his wife Rebecca, Yaakov, Jacob and his wife Leah. Urefichach niket Kiryat Alba, and that's why the city is known as the city of four. Shnikburu ba'alba zugot, because four pairs were buried there. Ma'aleim ha'katuv men, regarding them, the verse states, Yavo shalom yanuchan mishkvotam holech nechocho. They'll come in peace, they will rest upon their resting place, those that go according to God's ways. That these four pairs, they went in God's ways, and they were merited to rest over there in the Maharat HaMachpelah. So Adam concealed his place of burial until Avram came along. No one knew where Adam was buried, Adam and Chava.
Why?
Because he didn't want that people would take his body and make it into an idol. So Avram, God revealed it to Avram, said Avram would get himself buried there, and as would Sarah. God purposely revealed it to him. Now, in Hashem, this is where we'll pick up next week. Mm-hmm.